Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wake up, and don't go back to sleep.
No, I just wanted to say thank God you guys are back.
Why are you so grumpy, grouchy?
Why are you so grumpy? Come on!
You know why.
You took away my radio station.
Wrong! Wrong! We're all still here.
So where's this radio?
Turn it on, see if it works.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin.
Thanks for tuning in, broadcasting live.
For your entertainment and amusement.
Whoa! You can't beat that, can you?
It's showtime!
Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2005.
Yeah.
Monday morning, kicking off a brand new work week. It is 6:08, Carla. Survived the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, most of us did.
Huh? Yes. I know, boy. It's crazy out there. It is crazy out there, Mike.
And I saw you, saw on Facebook that you were you hiking or wandering?
I don't know what to call it. Hiking, wandering. It wasn't strenuous. It was more of a trail type thing. And we went, and I have to look it up because it's something I haven't done before. We'll talk about it. They have like the gigantic, like jackrabbit, and they have a gigantic scorpion, and I cannot remember what it's called, but I'll have to bring it up. It's out in Boulder City near Bootleg Canyon.
Oh.
It's out near there. It's pretty cool. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. So to get away, and I got to be honest, most everybody hiking, wearing masks.
Yeah.
I was blown away. Nature Discovery Trail in Boulder City. That's what it's called.
Out there by Bootleg Canyon.
Out there by Bootleg Canyon. That's right. That's right. I kicked open the doors and I went on in. It's what I did. Yeah, that's right. Back
that's what
off.
I love about living out here is all the names.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like Bootleg Canyon.
Where is that? Is that near the Tropicana? No, it's not. It is not.
It's around the corner and south.
It's
well, good for you. A little fresh air.
Yeah, it was
a beautiful weekend.
You know, and being very honest, we have some friends who are quite sick, you know, and it was just a little unnerving over the weekend and just wanted to get away.
And we lost a very good friend over the weekend.
Oh, man, yes. We'll talk about that. That just, God.
I mean, citywide, hearts are broken everywhere, so.
Oh, no kidding.
All right, by the way, your first clue in helping you find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock coming up today, 8 o'clock hour. We'll have that for you. Details on that coming up soon. Otherwise, another beautiful day.
Yes.
In fact, today, tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Going to be nice. 45 now, and your first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Kind of cool news. The weekend will play at the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm sure there will be others, but he may be doing the show remotely and not actually be at the game, where they'll do this, shoot it somewhere else, and we will see it. So nobody else has been announced yet, but I'm sure there's usually a couple of people now that pop up on that bill. Yeah, he won't be at the game, kind of like the New York Jets. Anyhow, jeez. Wow.
Boy, you get a little cocky when your Lions win a couple of games, don't you? Don't you?
I know, we got one. I put on the shirt. It's like, yay, I get to wear it because we won. Finally. Finally. Oh, man. Kelly Clarkson, this is pretty funny. Her six-year-old daughter apparently has figured something out. She pretends that the screen is frozen during her online classes. She'll just sit real still and pretend that it's frozen.
Yeah.
So the teacher is like, oh, shoot. Did we freeze up again?
Miss Clarkson. Yeah.
Yes,
Ms.
exactly.
Clarkson.
And Kelly said, you know what? I'll give her points for creativity, but reel it in, kid.
Yeah.
Reel it in. Don't be pulling this stuff. Welcome to Tampa, Tom Brady. His doc and two jet skis. Boosh, Tropical Storm Etta took those away.
Did it not know who they belonged to?
Whose place is this? Hold on. Suck it back. It's Brady's place.
Yes.
Or maybe they did.
Maybe.
Maybe.
By the way, if you watched last night's game.
Yeah.
You don't think Tom Brady's happy down in Tampa?
Oh, boy. I know.
It was up in New England.
Yeah.
You could barely see the field.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
Through the rain and wind and everything
that
else.
That was
so
crazy.
Yeah.
And kind of a cool anniversary. A lot of us watched this in 1981 on this date. Luke and Laura got married on General Hospital. It has been 39 years. Ooh, I know. And at the time, it was the highest rated hour. hour in daytime television history. I mean, that I believe still holds. Nothing on TV, yes, has been that huge. And the way they got together from being in the disco, you know, that Luke owned and ran, and I couldn't believe they got married, but they did. They got married after a rocky start, of course, but they ended up getting married. And,
I have to admit, I think I watched
well, she was, yeah, well, I she mean, was with Scotty before that.
Right.
And he was bad news, but not as bad news as Luke was for a minute. But then after all that passed, they got married. They had kids, the whole bit.
Didn't he become mayor or something? Or
yeah, he held like office in, now I can't remember where General Hospital was. I can
Genoa City or something
like that. Was it
Genoa
City? I don't know. It might have been.
Listen to me. I know.
Listen to you. I can't remember. Landview was all my children. Oh. That was all my children. Okay. And Salem is Days of Our Lives. So
I don't know why Genoa City.
I know. I'll have to. Gosh, somebody will know.
Chrissy!
I know. I don't watch that one regularly now. That is my take. However, for now, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call, that's the number, 702-739-9636. And a couple of people took advantage of the text line this morning already.
Yes, they did. Well, we screwed up as usual. I couldn't remember what soap opera was done where. So Brian, listening in Florida, said, hey guys, Port Charles General Hospital.
Oh.
All my children was Pine Valley. One Life to Live was Landview.
What was Genoa City?
He said that was Young and the Restless.
Oh, okay.
Young and the Restless was Genoa City. Yes.
That was off by that much.
He said, I'm embarrassed. I know this, but when you only have four channels and your mom has control of the TV in the afternoon, that's what you watched in the 70s.
You're right. That's what you did.
You darn right. You used to, didn't you? Didn't you? I mean, you know, your mom had it on.
If I came home for lunch when you could go home for lunch.
Yes.
You could do that or had a half a day or something like that.
Yes.
My mom had her chair.
Right.
Watching her stories.
Yes.
And it was set on one channel.
Right.
And that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people did. They watched either the CBS shows.
Right.
Or the NBC shows. You just would go in a row.
I mean,
ABC was general.
When I was a kid, she was watching Search for Tomorrow.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
The Guiding Light.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then the new ones came on like, you know, Young and the Restless
right.
and all that other stuff.
Yeah, wow.
Those were the big ones on CBS.
Well, when I was very, very young, after the Olympics, that song was Nadia's theme.
Yes.
The Young and the Restless, Nadia's
theme. That's the Olympic theme.
Yes, I learned to play that on the piano.
Did you really?
For a brief moment, I played that. Yes, yes.
So we're all cleared up now?
We are cleared up now. And, of course, Craig said, hey, Carla, leave my Jets alone. They didn't lose yesterday, so. They are one.
Well, they didn't play.
They have a winning streak. Yes,
I
know.
So.
No, they didn't lose yesterday. That's all.
Well, I know your Lions won on a last second field goal, which normally it's the other way around.
Yes, we usually lose it in that case.
And my Bears will play tonight on Monday night.
Yeah, you get Monday night football.
Against the Vikes. So
we lose
in front of everybody.
Well, that's why we're hidden all the time. It's like, I can't find the Lions, Kay.
And congrats to our Raiders back on the winning track.
Yeah.
What is that, 2-3 in a row?
Yeah, they're doing all right.
They
That's
beat the Broncos
sure.
37-12 yesterday down at the Big Roomba.
Yep.
And they will play the Chiefs in Vegas.
Oh, that's going to be
on Sunday. That will be a tough game.
But that would have been a game to see. Too.
Yes, it would have.
Man.
But we're not going to be able to.
Yeah, I know.
Only on
TV. That's right.
But congrats to the Raiders. Boy, this soap opera talk has taken over.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I think everybody has some memory of soaps in some way.
And you made a good point off the air that as we were talking about it, depending on when you were born, when you were raised,
yeah,
your mom probably, that was her life, and that's what her day was revolved around.
Right. If she was doing, you know, you had stay-at-home moms then doing chores and all that, that's right. When you'd sit down and you'd do the laundry and you'd watch and you'd take your little break.
And that's where they got their name, soaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were all sponsored by detergents.
Exactly, exactly, in case you didn't know that. Fun fact to know and tell, Mike.
Thank you.
Paul said, you know, we didn't get to watch. My mom had us go outside and play until they were over.
Yeah, you couldn't bother mom with all that noise and stuff.
No, that really sucks. It really does. A lot of people, this is funny because Steven said, oh my gosh, I used to watch Search for Tomorrow as well, Mike. My mom used to watch that one. That's an oldie.
Yeah.
It is an oldie. That went off a while ago. But that was one of the, I think one of the first actually on radio. And then that transferred over to
TV. I couldn't even tell you the town that was based in.
Oh, man. I got to.
You'd have to Google that one.
I'll have to look that one up. But I'm pretty sure that was radio at the time.
All right.
Or when it started, I
started out in radio.
Yes,
and, of course, went to TV.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Larry's on the phone. What's up, Larry?
My wife and I lived in Haiti in the early 80s. And all my children was on down there at prime time, like 7, 8 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole country shut down. Everybody had to watch it, okay? And if it didn't get shipped in and there was no series that night, oh, my God, it was terrible.
Larry, that's because Erica Kane was the queen of daytime, nighttime, and Haiti TV.
I know that, but it was just amazing. The whole place absolutely shut down. We had one restaurant we went to. You'd go in there for dinner in the evening. Everybody was talking about all my children. That's all you heard at all the other tables.
That
is insane.
Wow. That's hilarious.
That's not Haiti. That's paradise.
Yeah, it is. In my opinion, it is.
It was at that time, but we had to leave because the government.
They got a little Haiti.
Yeah.
All my children, as I recall, Pine Valley. Pine Valley.
Oh, Pine Valley.
Because all the kids went to Pine Valley University. PVU.
Yeah, PVU. Yeah, yeah, okay. Larry, thanks
Larry,
so much for the call.
Awesome.
Hey, no problem. You guys are great. Take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thank you.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the world famous Jingle Bell Rock is back. And to help you find it, we have clues. Now, your first clue, 8 o'clock hour. So make sure you're listening for that. And then, of course, we'll hide it. Tell you when we're going to hide it. You find it, you win $10,000.
Yeah.
So
and
easy.
It is easy. And can I just say something? I know we've had a lot of people ask, and I know that this was thought about for a long, long time, Jingle Bell Rock. Are we going to do it? Are we not going to do it? It's the best social distanced contest you could ever do.
Yeah.
Being socially distanced. So, but be careful out there, guys. Mm-hmm. You know, be careful out there when you're looking for it.
You know,
but
what?
It's such a great contest.
You want to take that extra step to be careful. Buy a Jingle Bell Rock Hunter mask.
Yes.
T-shirt, hoodie, whatever the case. We have a whole new Jingle Bell Rock line.
I know, I love it.
Of clothing.
Jingle Bell Rock Hunter.
Yeah, in the KKLZ logo store. So text the word rock to 702-739-9636 and go shopping right now. 712, a couple of people texted in and have been asking about John Schaefer. No news. Bill called in, who calls in on a regular basis, said, hey, that's how I gauge when I should be heading to work.
Right.
John was one of those unfortunate people that caught COVID.
Yes, he tested positive. He's asymptomatic.
He's fine.
Yes, he's doing very, very well, and we hope that continues. But he has to be off for a while, of course.
And quarantine, so that's what he's doing.
Yes, and we are okay.
So he will be back.
We are okay. People have asked as well, and we have been tested, and we're getting tested regularly at this point. So
we are fine in the studio here.
Yes.
Plenty of sunshine, warm today. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Going to be nice. 45 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It is National Fast Food Day today, Mike. Almost 20% of families say they order fast food for their dogs. I meant to mention this because I know Morty does. Morty does it occasionally. And the most popular for your dogs, McDonald's, followed by Burger King and Wendy's.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. Lots of people do that. And a lot of people do it, too, if their dogs, like, are sick, something like that, and they're not really eating. They'll eat, generally, like we will, fast food. It's like, oh, yeah, bring it. Bring it. Are there fries with that? Because I'm not going to eat this without fries.
Yes, I have to have fries.
Yes, exactly.
So, put salt out.
The astronauts aboard SpaceX yesterday, of course, last night, took off. They took along a baby Yoda doll from The Mandalorian, and they're using it as their zero gravity indicator. When the toy floats, the astronauts know they're in zero gravity.
Oh, so, it was so cool you if go. You watched.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff.
Roger, 1 alpha. Godspeed, resilience.
Stage 1, throttle down.
Yeah, it's not as exciting unless you have the sound and everything.
It's like kind of, I don't know what it is.
Anticlimactic.
But it's also like really, they were doing commentary like a sports, like a game or something. And I had just seen Apollo 13 a couple days before again. It was like, well, this... Where's Ed Harris?
Yeah.
Where's he? Where's Gary Sinise? This is boring.
In rocket control
yes,
or control
right.
center or
that's
something.
That's right. Yeah. And listen to this. Excuse me. A new survey asked people over 40 when they truly feel old for the first time. The average answer is 47. That's when most people truly feel like, Lord, I'm getting old. But they also said there's some good things about getting older, like spending more time with their family.
Really?
Sorry. Yes. No. And retiring and traveling more.
Oh.
So that's the flip side of being old. Yeah.
COVID screwed that up, didn't it?
More time with the family. Yeah. Eventually you'll get to retire and travel more. That's for sure. You know what? It's Monday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Tell everybody what you saw over the weekend.
Well, you know, Jeff Howard told us about it on Friday. Freaky, it's called. And it's the one with Vince Vaughn. And it's kind of a Freaky Friday sort of thing. But he switches bodies with basically a murderer, like a serial killer.
Right.
And that's a girl. It's really good. It's just real. It really was good. And I didn't expect it to be good. And I'd read a few things on it. And I thought, why don't I give it a shot? It was really funny. Really funny. And he played it really well.
Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
Called Freaky.
Yes, Freaky. And it's really good. I don't know if anybody saw it. But I started, you know.
Is it on Netflix or something?
I
forget what Jeff said.
I can't remember what it was on now. Was it, did I see it on Hulu? I think it was on Hulu.
Okay.
I get all my things mixed up. They're all in like one.
One big packet.
On my Apple TV
area.
Okay,
but with that said.
Yes. No, well, I was just kind of wondering, because these have been done before, these movies. And I was just thinking, who would you switch bodies with? You know, is there anybody?
If you had the chance?
Yeah. Yeah, and basically you're switching bodies and living, like, their life.
All right. You know my man crush is Matt Damon.
Oh, that would be a good
he would
body
be fun
switcher.
To
right,
be in that. But body-wise?
Yeah.
I would have to, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it would have to be Tom Brady. Because
you'd have to play,
That's fine.
Okay, all right.
Being a goat, I'm
thinking I want to live the good life. I don't want to have to go out there and have to win. Gee.
Well, I get you. All right, minus the play.
I gotcha. Yeah.
But he's 6'4", 6'5", like 225.
I know.
He buys stuff off the rack. I'm sure that just, it fits perfectly.
Right. Yeah.
And the chicks dig him.
Yeah, I know.
And guys like him for the most part.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
He's a good looking man.
I just know I'd have to go a little younger. That's what I have to. I'd want to go a little younger so I can, have that back a little bit. Maybe I don't know. I got to think for a minute. That's a hard one for me.
Anybody else?
Because this body, Mike, right here. Why would I want to leave this? Yeah. Why would I want to leave all this?
Hashtag Carla's boobs.
Yes.
If you had the opportunity just to, maybe for a day or a week.
Yeah.
To be in somebody else's body, live their life. Who would it be?
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLC.
702-739-9636. Text or call. Either way, either whether you want to call or text, same number. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Carla talking about that movie, Freaky.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn. It's really good. It's fun. It's a fun movie. I didn't know what to expect. I really enjoyed it. And I was wondering, switch bodies. Who would you do it with?
All right. Kathleen's on the phone. Kathleen, what about you?
Probably the Queen of England.
Oh.
Just so I could say I was in charge for a day.
Oh, yes.
I would probably sat with my feet up and drink wine and eat grapes and just sit there and let them bring me stuff.
Wow.
Well, truth be told, I drink the Drambuie. So wine for you knaves, that's fine. That's hilarious.
Wow, that's a reach.
That's good.
I mean, you have your choice to be in any body.
In any body, yeah. Right, listen.
And you choose that one?
Well, at this point, if there's anyone who, you know, does less than anyone else, it's
it would
the queen.
Be her.
Yes,
the queen mom.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. People texting in this morning?
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, Jonathan, he said Bill Gates. He said, and I would just wire myself money all day long in case it ended sooner than
right.
I thought.
Okay.
Good one, Jonathan. This is funny, too. Suzanne said, my dog, because he has the life. Eat, sleep, get petted, eat, sleep. Okay.
I love how people are taking different angles as to why.
I know it, and I don't have an explanation on this, but I can kind of guess, I think. Carrie Ann said, Stevie Nicks. But mid-70s Stevie Nicks.
Oh, okay.
Probably she looked good. She sounded good. She was, you know, sleeping with, you know, whoever was she was working with at the time. She really was. And, you know, good for her, man.
Okay.
Good for her.
You still thinking about it?
I think that, and though she's not really, I think she's a little bit younger, but I might only because I think she's a good person. You know, I think she's would be a blast. And that is Sandra Bullock.
Oh, that's your girl crush, too.
Well, it is, but I think she's cool. I think she seems to have fun. She does good.
Okay.
She still looks great. You know, I'm not going to pop myself into Charlize Theron. I mean, that just would nobody. Well, I would.
Would that be too much pressure
just
on you?
Yes, it would be
with
too
that
much
body
pressure.
And everything.
I think so. Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do if I wound up some Freaky Friday with Charlize Theron. What am I doing? I'm so sorry.
Yes, just have this feeling, with all due respect, you'd be sleeping with everybody.
I would, as long as that lasted. And yes, I was scratching myself. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry about that.
All right, Maggie, what about you?
Probably Lisa Bonet, because I think that Jason Momoa is so hot. So I'd want to switch bodies with her just so I could have access to him.
Okay.
I didn't realize they were together.
Oh, yeah. They've been together for a couple of years now. Yeah. I mean, if we're going that route, you know. Geez, I know who's married to whom.
Yeah, that's what you got to start thinking now.
Oh my gosh, that's you guys are good.
You know what? That's a great angle. People still texting in, and by the way, I have two others.
Okay,
George Clooney and Paul McCartney, but 20 years ago.
George Clooney, Paul McCartney. Okay. Oh, George Clooney. Now I would change bodies with George Clooney. Now, even he just has a good life. He has a good life, no matter what, man.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. The one of our listeners said I'd switch bodies. Oh, God. I'd switch bodies with the sweetest, sexiest body in the world. The Chevy Corvette Z6, I believe it is. That's hilarious. Dalton said I would have to be switching my body with Sly Stallone. Gorgeous wife, beautiful daughters, living the fat life. And when I do my Rocky imitation, it would be perfect.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then they'd finally get it, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, exactly. We have some good ones. We've got some good ones.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. Phil's on the phone. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. The 1980s version of Tom Selleck on Magnum P.I.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, look at him.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Man, oh, man.
And good guy, too. Just
and
a good
real
guy.
Good guy. Yeah.
He seemed like it.
Successful.
That's good. That's good.
I love it. Thanks a lot for the call.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
And what a life he had. Oh, I mean, they filmed over there for the most part.
Oh, he was the epitome of handsome. Oh, man, he was gorgeous. Yes. I have this playing, and I'm watching the video while it's playing. Oh, my gosh.
Has he done the eyebrows yet, where he goes up and down? And,
no, not yet.
Not yet.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. It's done.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Def Leppard.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Here it is, your first clue, very first clue to help you find Mike and Carla's world famous Jingle Bell Rock. Grab a pen, grab your phone, whatever you have to do. Your first clue, don't believe everything you hear.
Don't believe everything you hear.
There you go.
All right.
Write that down. Now, beginning December 4th, be the first to find that Jingle Bell Rock. Return it to us, and you will win $10,000 from Meineke Car Care Centers and 96.3 KKLZ. Now, listen up. The next clue will be revealed with Wendy Rush today, 11:25. Be sure to visit the participating Meineke location near you for a new written bonus clue posted each weekday. All right, you need more information? You know how to do it. Download the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com for more info.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3kklz.
Well, listen to this. Michael Jackson is still number one on Forbes' annual list of the top earning dead celebrities. His estate made an estimated $48 million over the past 12 months.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. You know who's second, Mike? A doctor. Dr. Seuss.
Really?
Dr. Seuss is second with $33 million made last year.
Just because of eggs and ham.
Dead celebrities. Yes, exactly. Green eggs and ham. There you go.
All right. I know it.
How about that? Olivia Wilde, somebody's body you might want to, you know, take Yeah. Olivia Wilde, Jason Sudeikis, they broke up. They've been together almost 10 years. They have two kids together. That was like a love story, those two.
Yeah.
And they split up.
I didn't realize they were together.
Yeah, for quite some time.
Boy, those Saturday Night Live guys.
They do pretty darn well.
They do, don't they?
Man alive. Yeah, they
do. If they could just keep it together. Holy, 10 years, though, that's like a Hollywood lifetime.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I know. I always say celebrities don't last. They sort of did.
Yeah.
A list of celebrities who have actually been the victim of death hoaxes. We see these all the time on social media. Drake, Paul McCartney, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Will Ferrell, Russell Crowe, Jackie Chan. Those are some of the biggest where people go,
they're supposed
what?
To be dead?
No, did he do? Well, where it comes up and you think they've died.
Oh, okay.
And they're here. They're still here, okay? Everything's good. And the Fresh Prince reunion special. I actually saw the trailer for this. It looks really good. It is on HBO Max. Thursday, that will air Thursday. You can check out the new trailer. It's pretty funny. And it's cool to see everybody together. Very nostalgic to see stuff like that. That is my take for now, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention the loss, a great loss.
Ugh.
Not only of friendship, but this community's loss.
Yeah.
Of a man by the name of Steve Shore. He passed away over the weekend, and everybody was shocked. When I read this on social media, I just was blown away.
Yeah, he was I think you and I both knew him for a very long time. Like, I've known him almost since the day I came to Las Vegas 30 years ago. he actually helped me get some work as a comedian. And as time passed, we became very close. We were on his show several times separately together.
He hosted Under the Vegas Sun, which you and I were on a couple of times. And we always had a good time with Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Steve started here in Las Vegas years ago as a news reporter, then went on to become an anchor at Channel 13. He also worked at Channel 8, Channel 3.
Yeah.
Worked for the RJ for a while in the private sector. And then, of course, Cox.
Yeah, for a long, long time.
And one of the things I used to give him crap about, because I thought it was amazing, of course, and I had the utmost love and respect for Steve Shore, that he had a school named after him.
Yes.
And I would give him grief. I said, I've been here just as long.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a water basin or a water waste basin or something.
I know it.
But that's what he meant to the city of Las Vegas, the community of Las Vegas, as he would say.
He did so much with just with children, especially so many different foundations that he was a part of. Raising money and he was just good. I keep telling people he was just a good man, you know, just a good man.
And always looking dapper.
Yes.
His hair was always perfect.
Yep.
We used to tease him about his hair. He had Kendall Tenney hair.
He did.
Kendall Tenney had Steve Shore hair.
Steve Shore hair. There you go. That's exactly it. Steve would always, too, when he shook your hand, well, he'd hug. He was a hugger. But when he shook your hand, and you know this as a guy, he'd pull you in.
Right.
He'd pull you in with that handshake.
And always looked very dapper.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I can't ever remember seeing Steve in, like, jeans or ratty T-shirt. Always suit or a sport coat, tie, and always looked fabulous.
Yes.
And one of the time, and he used to call our show all the time, and he was so loved
just
by
out of
everybody.
The blue, he'd be listening and he'd call to comment on something, and he'd always call just laughing.
And one of the times that he called was after one October, Beasley Media Group, KKLZ, and all the rest of the stations put on a Vegas Strong concert.
Yes,
at the Orleans, and afterwards, the next morning, or I think it was a couple of days after that. Steve had called.
I've never been so touched and so moved. It was a wonderful thing that you did, and seeing Tom Hum on stage was a great thing, and I just wanted to call this morning and say you guys are just dynamite. You really, really are dynamite.
Steve, were you there last night?
I was.
There was a lot of people that we knew that we didn't get to see that were there.
And I think that's what's wonderful about it. I think the people who were there just wanted to be there, just wanted to share in this outpouring of love for this community, and that's what it was to me. It was not just a concert. It was an outpouring of love. It was this community pulling together. I've been here 40 years, and I've never seen anything like that before. And it really touched my heart. And you guys were just wonderful.
Oh, Steve, thank you very much. That touches our heart, actually. That's really nice coming from you.
Because when you host something like that, you don't know which way to go, how far you can go.
Well,
I was just glad Carla didn't take her top off.
Sure does. Steve, you know, some are glad, some not so glad, but all in all, I think it's best I kept it on.
Well, the only thing worse would have been if Mike took his off.
And you know that wasn't going to happen, but I'll tell you this, if you doing that would have raised that much more money... Steve Shore, thank you so much, buddy.
Brother, you two are just dynamite. Beasley, I'm very, very proud of what Beasley did. And I'm very proud of this community. It is Vegas Strong, and we will be stronger and better than ever. Love you guys.
And Steve Shore, we are so proud of you and what you've done for this community. We will miss you as well as everybody else in Las Vegas.
Good man. Good man. Rest in peace, my friend.
And yes, rest in peace. He was one hell of a guy. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
And will dearly be missed by the city of Las Vegas. Steve Shore.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call. Mike and Carla Morning Show, Monday morning. All week long, we have dinner and a movie to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, it's a Blu-ray DVD copy of the movie Unhinged.
Yes, Academy Award winner Russell Crowe stars in Unhinged, a timely psychological thriller that explores the fragile balance of a society pushed to the edge, taking something we've all experienced, road rage, to an unpredictable and terrifying conclusion. Own Unhinged on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital right now.
So we have it to give away, plus a Papa John's pizza.
Yep.
We're going to play a round of The Answer is Always C.
Yes, we are. Mike, it's fast food day today, and it's going to center around that.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. So all ninth right. caller. Ninth caller at 702-739-9636. You have a chance to play. Good luck. Marina on the phone. How are you this morning, Marina?
I am fabulous this morning.
All right, good. You have a chance to win with a round of The Answer is Always C.
Yes, Marina. I think you know how it's played.
I think so.
All right.
Question 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner.
Yes.
Number one.
Marina, keep in mind it is National Fast Food Day. So question number one, they sell the McRib. Or the McRib? Is it A, Chick-fil-A, B, the McRib Shack, or C, McDonald's?
How about C?
Yeah, yes, McDonald's. There you go.
All right, number two.
Marina, you can get a Frosty here. Is it A, Taco Bell, B, the Frosty Shack, or C, Wendy's?
Yes.
You got
Wendy's.
It, girl. Wendy's.
My daughters would love to dip their fries in the Frosty.
I was just talking about that with somebody yesterday, how good that used to be. Yes.
All right, third and final one. Here we go.
If you want a Whopper, you're going to have to go here. Is it A, Arby's? Is it B, the Whopper Shack? Or is it C?
We're a little hurried on this one.
Or
evidently.
It's C, Burger King.
C.
Yes.
Burger Marina, King. Right. You got it. No, actually, I planned that out.
Really? A lot of shacks around town. You got the movie, the Blu-ray DVD copy of Unhinged with Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. And we're going to throw in a big Papa John's pizza.
Yes.
Yay.
Courtesy of Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you, Marina, for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Show.
Oh, sure. Thank you, guys.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a lot of us know the struggle of working from home. Yeah. But nobody is feeling it more than the Whatcom County Councilman, Ben Elenbass.
Uh-oh.
Right now. Hold on. I gotta find him because...
What'd Ben do?
He was at a council meeting and had to go someplace where he had great Wi-Fi, and this is what happened.
What he's thinking, what Kathy's thinking, and...
Mr. Elenbass, do you actually have cows in your living room? Is that it?
I'm currently in the barn.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Better connection out here.
Yeah, he's better Wi-Fi in the bar.
I had a better connection out here. That sounds like you, quite honestly, Mike. Wi-Fi is... Hold on a second. I can't...
Just to hear the cow in the background.
What he's thinking, what Kathy's thinking.
Ben, everything okay?
I mean, a lot of people worry about doing it in their underwear and stuff like that.
I know. Ben in too funny. That's great.
Guy in South Carolina caught on surveillance cameras stealing packages off porches last week. Well, they caught him, and he went to court the next day, but, you know, trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
The problem is he wore the same shirt.
Come on, dude.
He wore the same shirt, Carla, to court that he wore while he was being caught on camera stealing packages.
That's me. Oh, well, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I wear that shirt on Wednesday.
Ah, got it.
Idiot. Well, a man was arrested at Disney World in Florida. He had a BB gun, but he claimed, no, you don't understand. I'm a DEA agent.
Oh.
And because we all know that DEA agents, you know, they carry weapons that'll... protect you against an aluminum can at all times. So, sure. Okay, he was arrested. And listen to this story. 32-year-old Tommy, he was a victim of a hit and run in London.
Uh-huh.
And he had to be taken to the hospital for x-rays after that. Well, the radiologist found a phone in his butt.
What?
Yeah, on the x-rays. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a real butt dial right there. I'm so sorry. I could not help it at all.
Hello. Better late than never. Yes. Better late than never.
He was apparently the victim of this hit and run, but it sounds like he caused the crash. He admitted to theft, dangerous driving, assault, harassment, and apparently he stole the phone. So, and he was trying to hide the phone.
So after he gets in the accident.
Yes. Yeah. Has to go.
I better hide this.
Yes, I'll tell you, I've been desperate.
The one place I don't think they're going to look.
Wow, not even on the top 20 list of places to hide.
Not on your worst day.
Not on my list at all. Not at all. Let's see, a drawer, that one closet nobody goes into, my trunk, the trunk of my car.
Down the front of your pants?
Front of my pants? Not in my boot.
No?
No. No.
Good to know.
Oh, the cops were unable to find the owner of the phone like they'd want it back. Jeez, we can't. Thank God. Don't tell them it was us. Don't tell them it's our phone. Don't tell them it's our phone.
I don't think we can find the owner of this phone.
Good. That's good. It was our phone. We don't want it back. We don't know. No, it's too bad. Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
It is Monday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. This is a local story. I got an email from Karen. She said, I live here in Las Vegas with my 76-year-old mother. She had major surgery back in February, couldn't walk for 6 months. While she was recovering, she started knitting again, and I'm honored to say that at the end of the 6 months, she was able to donate more than 50 blankets she made to Sunrise Children's Hospital, all different sizes, to include blankets for the NICU as well. She said once we left the children's hospital, she went home, started making more blankets for the babies. Really, really cool, Karen. She said, thank you for letting me share my mom's story. Thank you for letting us share your mom's story. That is so cool. 76 years old, couldn't walk for 6 months. That's
talking about
mom, Karen.
Turning a situation around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if I'm going to be here, I might as well do something. Jeez, and she did, and it's awesome.
Your lemonade story right there.
That's why we love it when you send in a local story.
Yeah.
You can email it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or even better yet, call us if you'd like. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter while we're on the air, 702-739-9636. All right, 9:38, getting ready to kick off the first of three music marathons with the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. It's open enrollment time for individual health plans. Choose Health Plan of Nevada. Visit choosehpn.com. Well, early in the morning, 6 o'clock hour, we did a map quest of all the soap operas.
Yes.
Finally figured out. And we talked to, going way back to Search for Tomorrow, Guiding Light.
Yes, all those cities, Landview and Pine Valley and Genoa City. Mike, you pulled that one out of nowhere.
Who was it, Phil? Or I think it was Phil that talked about in Haiti when he was...
Yes, yeah.
Everything would stop.
Because All My Children was on at night there.
Prime time.
Oh, I love it. My world.
If you could switch bodies with anybody, who would it be? Loved all the different angles.
Oh, man.
One girl said I would do it with Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet, because she's married to Jason Momoa, so.
I could tap that.
Bam. Yes, exactly. Oh, wow.
And, boy, you get the Wi-Fi wherever you can.
Even in the barn.
Even in the barn.
And that's not code. The barn. No.
So you do what you have to do. Wendy Rush up next. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're going to be back tomorrow morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now.
Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.